insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the commentary points of Surah Al-Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran. So now let's listen to 82nd verse of this surah, and we'll be back.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وأصبح الذين تمنوا مكانه بالأمس يقولون ويكأن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء من عباده ويقدر لولا أمن الله علينا لخسف بنا ويكأنه لا يفلح الكافرون.
And those who had wished for his position the previous day began to say, "Oh, how Allah extends his provision to whom he wills of his servants and restricts it."
So as you listen to the verse, dear listeners, the verse is continuing upon the story of Qarun that was mentioned in the previous verses. And this noble verse actually illustrates the surprising change of the spectators who yesterday were entraptured and rejoiced by seeing the glorious rank of Qarun and desired that they were in his place forever, which we mentioned the verse, يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ. We wish we had the same things that are given to Qarun. Or at last, for a moment, they actually wished for this. And this scene is indeed wonderful and instructive. So the verse says,
وَأَصْبَحَ الَّذِينَ تَمَنَّوا مَكَانَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ يقولون ويكأن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء من عباده ويقدر.
And the verse says, and by seeing Qarun's annihilation, those who yearned for his position the day before were saying, oh, that Allah enlarges the sustenance for whomever he pleases of his servants or restricts it. So the people said that it was proved for them that day that no one has anything for him, and whatever exists is from the side of Allah. Neither his grant is the reason of his consent and pleasure from a person, nor his restriction is the reason for the absence of his value before the presence of Allah. And it is by means of these very properties that he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, puts individuals and nations under examination. He makes their conducts and morals manifest. And actually, these restrictions are only means of examination. Then, they thought that if Allah accepted their invocation and put them in the place of Qarun yesterday, what could they do that day? Therefore, they decided to thank for that bounty of Allah And they said, وَأَصْبَحَ الَّذِينَ تَمَنَّوا مَكَانَهُ بِالْأَمْسِ يَقُولُونَ وَيْكَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْتِرُ. They said, oh, Allah enlarges the sustenance for whomever He pleases of His servants or restricts it. So they understood that even the fact that they are not given that much amount or that kind of wealth that is given to Qarun, this is a bounty from the Almighty Allah. And this is totally and absolutely instructive, a very practical lesson for us. And they decided to thank for that bounty of Allah and said, لولا أن من الله علينا لخسف بنا. Had not Allah been gracious to us, He might have made the earth swallow us too. وكأنه لا يفلح الكافرون. Oh, that the unbelievers do not prosper. So, brothers and sisters, we were discussing the contents of this 82nd verse of Surah Qasas. So we said that in this verse we are actually seeing something very instructive. Sometimes it happens that a supplication is not accepted or a desire is not obtained, and this very thing is the greatest grace and favor of Allah upon man. I mean, many discussions are needed in this regard, I mean in this concept of supplication and the conditions for a supplication to be answered by the Almighty Allah. But one important side of the supplications is to know, to have this kind of approach, that sometimes the things that we are requesting from the Almighty Allah are the worst thing that could ever happen to us. And that's why the Almighty Allah is actually postponing the answering of this kind of supplication. And in this 82nd verse, beautifully put in the verses, the people who in the previous day were actually wishing to have this kind of thing that is given to Qarun, يَا لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ. Now they say, لَوْلَا أَن مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا لَخَسَفَ بِنَا وَيْكَأَنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Had not Allah been gracious to us, He might have made the earth swallow us too. And the unbelievers do not prosper. So this is what these people actually understood. And this is a lesson, an instructive one, from this kind of happening, which they saw it unfold before their eyes. Because in the previous verse it was mentioned, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. We caused the earth to swallow up him and his house, and this is actually not something that is hidden from the eyes of the people. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode as well. We'll continue with the rest of the contents of this 82nd verse, God willing, in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at
englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and this when faith begins.